Welcome you to the house of the Lord. As we'll start with our Sunday school, we'll just take one little chorus as we call the pastor to the pulpit. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Last time, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity.
Oh, my spirit divine, oh, my nature refined. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you richly. Greet you all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You're all welcome to the Sunday school. Are those in Dublin connected? Okay, God bless you, saints. In Dublin Christian Fellowship, we also welcome you. And here in Wolverhampton, we greet you. Amen. God bless you. Locally, we have a bit of a juggle. I wasn't supposed to be here. It was supposed to be Bremery. So we switched things around so that Bremery takes the Sunday school, Bro Gabriel take the song service and so forth, and I relax. But there was a bit of a juggle. So Bremery said, okay, I'll take the Sunday school next week. I said, that's fine. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. So that's why we have a bit of a juggle. Amen. So that it's all clear to us. Amen. So God bless you one and all. Greet you all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. So God bless you. We hope we get a better audio and video for everyone. Amen. So we have a Sunday school here, but before we go into it, let us bow our heads and pray. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, it's a great privilege to call you our Father. Lord, we know, Lord, it's not; those are not cheap words. For once in the scripture, when you were walking in your flesh in the days of your ministry, and you called God your Father, the Jews wanted to stone you. You said, why do you stone me? They said, because you say God is your Father, making yourself equal with God. They understood it in a different perspective. Lord, we pray that you help us to understand what it means. Lord, it means that we come from off of you. Lord, it means that the gene of God flows through us. as the scripture traced Adam till he went all the way down and said, "And Adam, the Son of God." Father, we pray that you help us to reflect, Lord, that heavenly spirit as you want us to reflect it today. Lord, as we approach this Sunday school, we pray your blessings to be upon it for the lambs and the sheep. Father, let it be a wonderful and blessed time. May it also flow across, Lord, the channels, Lord, to our brethren there as we also await the song service from here and the main service ministry of the word from our precious brother, Andrew Marius. We thank you, Lord, and commit now everything that will be said, the hearing, the speaking, the manifestation, and all into your hands, for we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. On my storyboard, we have a harvest there, a sickle, a man teaching perhaps his daughter something. Amen. And the Sunday school will be of that like. And we'll be speaking about a great love story. I believe the scripture is a love story. Amen. It starts with a love story. It ends with the bride and Jesus Christ. So it's a great love story. But it's a love story I want to zoom in on this Sunday school. And I pray it will bless you. Amen. In England, when we were little, we learned about love stories. And many of the stories we learned in storybooks when we were in Africa, it starts with once upon a time. And it normally ends with, and they married and lived happily ever after. And it's always, there's something about love. Love goes through a turbulence. Sometimes love is not just like people meet and everything goes smoothly and that ends. No, the story of love has waves, it has hills and valleys. And I want to speak today about one of the great love stories in the Bible and how it moons in the Bible and what it means to us today. And the story is the story of Ruth and the story of Boaz. Ruth and Boaz. The Bible, most of the books are named after men. But there are few books in the Bible named after women. Only two, the book of Ruth and the book of Esther. The book of Ruth was believed to have been written by Samuel, the prophet Samuel. The Holy Ghost, through him, he said, wrote the book of Ruth. It's not a once upon a time story. It's not fiction. It's real. Ruth existed. Boaz existed. So we want to look at the story of that and bring it present tense. Now, in the next storyline, you see three women that are crying. Life has been hard for them. Life has hit them in a very difficult way. They existed like you and I existed. The elderly one in this storyline is Naomi. She was a Hebrew. And you have two Moabitish women, Ruth and Orpah. And life had hit them hard till their husbands were dead. The husband is the sustenance in them times of the family. And to think that three women in the same house, the husband is dead for one, the husband is dead for the other one, and the husband is dead for, it's a sad situation. It happened. And their husbands died. And they are weeping and they are crying and they are sad. And they have to be sad. But from this sadness comes one of the great stories, hallelujah, of redemption. I want you to catch it. It's just a small book, the book of Ruth. But it brings out redemption so perfectly. But remember, when they were going through it, it was tough. When you are going through your situation, it is tough. Don't expect it to be easy. Now, we'll see a few things. So before we start going back to check, amen, and see the genesis of that. So, like we said, it is about Boaz and Ruth. Two great names. Praise the Lord. Boaz, a very rich man. Ruth, a Moabitess. Hallelujah. But as this story evolves, they married. Hallelujah. Boaz married Ruth. Ruth. The Jews don't like foreigners. Amen. But there was something about Boaz. Before we go deep, there was something about Boaz that made him, maybe while people were looking at Ruth kind of like so, Boaz could see Ruth differently. There was something about Boaz. Who can tell me this something about Boaz? Just Boaz himself. There was something about him. In this context of this story, there was something about Boaz. So I want you to be involved now. What do you think about Boaz that made him kind of see Ruth a bit different? Yes, who can help me? Yes, please. Character, okay, praise the Lord. He looked at character. But there's something else I'm looking for. Thank you for that. Something about Boaz. There was something about him. Amen. Yes. No, thank you, honey. Amen. His mother was Rahab. His mother was from Jericho. So Boaz already himself had a Gentile mother. His father was Salmon. And Brabant says Salmon founded the city, the town of Bethlehem. Praise the Lord. So catch that story well. Amen. Now, in this story as it evolves, when Naomi come to a stage, she said, God has departed from me. Everything is gone. Everything is finished. I have to now go back. She said, I came to Moab country full. I'm going back empty. My sons are dead. My husband is dead. Everything is gone from me. I got to go back. So he called these two daughters-in-law, and they're all weeping, and they cried and cried, and they were all sad. And he said, girls, please, I have to go back to my country. Things have gone wrong for me here, but let me go back. Amen. Frankly speaking, you'll find they had lost everything. They lost their inheritance. They lost everything. So she's going back now empty-handed. And Orpah cried, and Ruth cried. And she said to them, go back to your people and to your gods. You are still young. You will get new husbands. Your love story will continue in another dimension. And when they finish crying, Orpah packed her things, and you can see, and she's gone. Back to her people and back to her gods. It's important you catch that point. Amen. But Ruth, the Bible says, Ruth clave unto Naomi. He says, I'm not going. He said, look, your friend, look, the other girl is gone. You go too. She said, no, I will go with you. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. Where you go, I will go. Where you're buried, I'll be buried. Amen. It's not enough to come into the message. You've got to accept the God of this message. Hallelujah. So when she saw she could not persuade her, she said, okay, but look, by law, I should have another son, and you marry him, he marries you, but will you wait? By the time you wait, you're old. Praise the Lord. But she did not know she did not know what's going to happen in the future. She went along. Okay. And here is a picture, an illustration of them going. Empty, sad, dusty, everything against them. This is the story of love. Hallelujah. Has your love just been smooth? The love story goes up, and it's a wave. You can't eliminate that. Amen. Now, as this story evolves, it comes to a point of this. As the story of Ruth and Boaz and so forth goes on, we will come to that. Now, in Revelation chapter 5, I want you to catch something the prophet said about this. He said, now notice Ruth, excuse me, Ruth and Naomi. Boaz, Abraham said, is just a perfect picture. How Naomi, in the time of famine, left the church. Praise the Lord. Left the country. Went over into Moabite land to dwell there and sojourn there. They didn't just go to, they went to live there. She lost all she had. She went away and her husband Elimelech died while they was over there. So he left his inheritance to fall to anyone. And then she comes back. She brings back the beautiful young Moabite widow with her. And when Boaz saw this widow, a type of Christ, he fell for her. And he loved her. So he had to redeem. The only way he could get her to be his wife was to redeem his brother, or what his brother Elimelech had lost. Now, catch this now. Because there's also a great story of redemption we're going to go into in this Sunday school. Amen. But he had to redeem in trying to get Ruth. Boaz had to also redeem everything. Hallelujah, that Elimelech lost. Okay, follow it. Amen. Now, in why little Bethlehem? He says here, Ruth was a Gentile. She had no inheritance with the Jew. Catch this now, because now he's speaking about us. Just like we Gentiles had no inheritance. So Naomi was actually the one to inherit. So she had lost all of her first estate. All her goods had been sold at public auction. It was gone. Therefore, she had been excommunicated. She had gone away. Now she come back. There was only one person who could redeem her lost in heritage. That was a kingsman right next to her. And Boaz knew this. So he had to walk some way to get this Gentile girl for a wife. And what did he do? Catch this now. He had to buy all the estate of Naomi in order to get this estate, which Ruth was part of the estate of Naomi. And the only man that could do it was a person that was Kingsford's near Kingsman. That was the law of redemption. Hallelujah. And the only way that Christ could ever buy the estate of the backsliding Israel was to become a kingsman. The only way God could redeem the human race, God himself had to be made flesh. And Jesus was God, made king folks to the human race. He was Emmanuel, became king folks. It's a great story. I hope you're following it. Why little Bethlehem? Now, catch this as we go on. Proverbs says here, three stages of Ruth. Three stages. Now, catch this, brethren. There are three stages of this Ruth. Ruth had to make a decision. That's sometimes where the problem is. So many don't make a decision. Ruth had to make a decision. Amen. She was deciding whether she would make this decision or not, or to go back to the homeland, just like the church. So many come to the message and they stay, but their mind is not really there. The decision is not tight. Amen. But Ruth had cut off from Moab. She cut off from everything. She said, I'm going all the way. I'm going forward. She made a decision. If you don't make a decision, at some point, the upper syndrome, as I call it, might come in. Where you have opportunity to go back, but not Ruth. Amen. Ruth 7. Brethren, catch this now. When she made this decision, things got tough. Some people come in and things get tough. Things got tough. In fact, when Ruth got back to Bethlehem with Naomi, she became a beggar. To glean is to beg. To glean means after the harvest. While the harvest is going on, that they're harvesting, the ones that fall, the harvesters are reaping, the reapers are reaping, some wheat will fall. They are not supposed to pick the ones that fall. Are you catching it? If it falls, you don't just pick it up. No, you leave that for the gleaners. So the gleaners are those poor ones who don't have any widows and poor people. They pick up those little ones. And there's a problem with that. There's a challenge with that. Now, what happens, put on your spiritual cap, what happens is when the gleaners are gleaning, picking, these reapers look, if there's a woman he likes and he's harvesting and she's coming here, he drops some for her. And then they go and meet after under the tall grass, just speaking on adult basis. And so the gleaners and the reapers have this thing going on. But Ruth was different. So that's why Boaz, when he asks about Ruth, they say she's a virtuous woman. She wasn't doing that. Amen. Till Boaz, when he fell in love with her, he said to the reapers, put handfuls for her. Amen. As she's gleaning and coming, just intentionally drop some. And then he went to Ruth. He said, don't go to any other farm. Just stay in this place. Hallelujah. Just stay. Amen. Don't go anywhere else. Amen. If the Lord, I believe he's falling in love with us, and he's telling the reapers, drop some here and there, some handfuls here, some handful there, and so forth. Amen. He's the master of the harvest. Amen. Ruth 7, when she went out to glean. Some don't like to serve. Praise the Lord. Some want everything to go fine and easy. Not Ruth. Hallelujah. She'll go and glean, get a little handful, come in and do it for the mama and so forth. Ruth had to serve. Learn to serve. Oh, hallelujah. Learn to serve. Rebecca served. I know it's a bit preachy there, but Rebecca served. Amen. Rebecca, she helped the camels. My brother said the camels she gave water to was the camels that took her to the husband. Learn to serve. Amen. I hope that's okay. Is that okay? Are you upset with that? Please don't be upset with that. Amen. Learn to serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Then my brother said Ruth resting. Because Naomi told Ruth to do something that wasn't, amen. You see, Naomi is a Jew. She understands the custom of the Jews. So she said something to Ruth. She said, daughter, what's happening? When you come back, you're bringing too much for a gleaner. It's a bit too much. So are you doing something? No. Which farm are you? The master, the owner of the farm is Boaz. Ah! He's a near kinsman. God is on the move here. Something is going on here. Amen. And then, maybe he's got interested in you. Amen. And so Naomi knew that God was on the scene. And she started watching what was going on. Amen. And then after the whole harvest, she said, now, after the harvest, the custom is the men enjoy themselves and they drink and are all happy. Watch where Boaz is. Amen. When the women are supposed to go, just go towards there. And in the evening time, you know, cover, take his garment and cover yourself over. Just do it. And Ruth obeyed the mother-in-law. It's a song we sing in Africa about it. Cover me, Lord. Extend the garment of your brother over me, or the border of your garment, because you are my nearest kinsman. Cover me. When she did that, she came home. Naomi asked her what happened. She told her everything. She said, now you're entering another phase. It's time for you to rest. The problem now is with him. He will not rest until he does the redemption rites. Hallelujah. Robert said she went into a phase of Ruth resting. But remember, Ruth had to serve before Ruth rested. It's a love story. Then Brother Brian said, that's what Ruth is doing now, the church. Now Ruth rewarded. Now that's where, or the next thing happens is the reward of the church. Let's appreciate the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful love story. Wonderful love story. My Ruth deciding, Ruth serving, and Ruth rewarded. Ruth resting, sorry. So the next phase, Brother Bram said, is Ruth rewarded. Okay. Then finally, a great thing happened in Israel. And Ruth had a baby after Boaz married Ruth. This maybe elderly man married this young Moabitish girl, and they had a baby. And it was a great thing. And the women gathered together, and they had a big feast. And in the feast, they said, because the baby was the child of Naomi, catch this now, because it's redemption. They are not saying it's Boaz, they are not saying it's Ruth, they are saying it belongs to Naomi. You need to understand redemption, but let's move forward there. Then the women, the neighbors said, he shall be unto you, they are talking to Naomi, not Ruth, to you, a restorer of your life. This is your life, that everything is gone, this child is a restorer of your life. Hallelujah. And a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, which is better to thee than seven sons, had borne him. Hallelujah. And Naomi took the child. Naomi took the child, is mine. The one who should have redeemed said, no, I don't want to redeem him because it will mar my inheritance. And Boaz said, I will redeem him. That was a nearer kinsman. Okay. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom. And became a nurse to it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son that is born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. Are you catching it? And he is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Let's appreciate the Lord. What a story. What a love story. Amen. But In why little Bethlehem, we close this part and we quickly do the other part. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. When our kinsman came, Jesus of Nazareth, born in Bethlehem, is still the same Bethlehem, Ephrata. Amen. He stood on the top of Golgotha and lifted him up between the heavens and the earth as a memorial that he had redeemed everything that the human race lost in the fall. You need to catch this. Amen. That's why he came as our kinsman redeemer. How can men despise divine healing and powers of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus when a public ensign was made at Calvary? I've redeemed the whole human race, everything they've ever lost. Redeemed our soul, redeemed our body, redeemed everything we lost in the fall. Our kinsman redeemer came and made flesh and dwelt among us and offered an ensign and said, it is finished. What is finished? Everything is finished. We are just walking right into our inheritance. As the days go on, we are walking closer and closer to our inheritance. Amen. Now something happened. So let's read the scripture quickly. Amen. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Amen. Because Abraham shifted to this, our inheritance. But let's look at something and then we just read a quote, and that's it. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. He's redeemed us to everything. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the The root of David had prevailed to open the book and to lose the seven seals thereof. Hallelujah. A great drama. A great book. Again, David. Again, redemption. But what is happening? What's really happening? A book sealed. Then by the time we move on, the seals are broke. But Abraham called it the book of redemption. Redemption. We need to catch what has happened. Amen. When Ruth was finally Mrs. Boaz, she doesn't need to glean anymore. How many agree? She can tell the laborers over there, she's the wife of the Lord of the harvest. Amen. Her status changes. Amen. Now, in the breach between the seven church ages and the seven seals, we're finishing. Now, listen to this. He says, now, oh my, the forfeited title deed is now in the hands of the original owner, Almighty God. When Naomi lost it, when Elimelech left, Abraham said it was sold at the auction. But Boaz came and redeemed it back. And Abraham is now speaking about the forfeited title deed. He says it's the title deed to the earth, eternal life, when Adam forfeited it. And Satan's dirty hand could not take it. So it went back to its original owner. Who owns it? God himself. Hallelujah. We are going to find out just in a minute. He sits on the throne with it in his hands, the title deed. Brother said, oh, that makes me feel religious. The title deed to eternal life, the abstract title deed to eternal life, when Adam forfeited it for wisdom instead of faith, it went back into the hands of the owner, Almighty God. What a great thing. Amen. Then he said, all right, waiting. What is he doing in the hands of God? Waiting for redemption claims. Oh, hallelujah. It comes back to redemption. He made a way of redemption. He made a way back. Someday, the Redeemer is to take it back. You see where we are getting to now. Watch this fellow sitting upon the throne, all right, waiting for redemption claims. It's redemption. Now catch this. This is the quotes, and that's it. What is this book of redemption? This title deed, abstract title deed. You say abstract. What does it mean? Means it's set all the way back to the beginning. Nobody, no contrary. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the little drop of ink this morning, when it struck that little bridge, it went all the way back. And when sin has been confessed, oh, hallelujah, and falling into the blood of Jesus Christ, oh, my, it gives an abstract. What does it have? It means you didn't do it in the first place. That's what it means. It's obliterated. Sometimes people take something against you did that. No, if it's confessed and put in the blood, God does not remember it. That's the truth. Amen. Right back to the Creator again. You become a son of God. Abstract titled it in the hands of the Almighty. But Brother said, oh my, catch this now. It's redemption means that all the legal possessions to all that was lost by Adam and Eve. Oh my. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. It's redemption means all legal possession to all that was lost by Adam and Eve. Oh my, what that ought to do to a born-again Christian. It's legal possession to that abstract deed, title deed of eternal life, means you possess everything that Adam and Eve lost. You possess it. Oh, you're going to possess it. Brother say you possess it. That's what redemption is. So Elimelech had lost it. Amen. Boaz had redeemed it. Amen. And the sister, Naomi, can step back into her inheritance. Because Boaz, in trying to get Ruth, he had to redeem all that Elimelech lost. And that's what Abraham is telling us. Jesus Christ loves the bride. To redeem the bride, he redeemed the whole earth. The whole reason for redeeming the whole earth is because of the bride. Hallelujah. But it's all back into the hands of man. And Abraham said, it all comes back into the title deed book. Abstract means Satan has no answer.
Abstract means Satan cannot accuse you anymore. That all has been searched all the way to the beginning. Oh my, hallelujah. You see, time is up, but that's what abstract means. If you buy a piece of land, if you buy a piece of land and you don't have an abstract, I was explaining that in Ghana one time. I told them we're in Tema. I said, if you buy a land in Community 4, because they say community this, community that. I say, if you buy a land in Community 4, and then you go to build your house, and somebody comes there and starts to make a claim. I said, the problem is you don't have an abstract. If you have an abstract, all that claim would have been settled. You get a lawyer, the lawyer checks every case against that land. He can tell you, oh, this land, there's a dispute, this, that. The lawyer clears it. He clears the next problem. He clears everything. Then he gives you an abstract. Not just the land itself. You have the land plus the abstract. Now, Abraham is saying not just the land, but the abstract, that Jesus got the abstract. So all the claim of Satan, oh, Adam lost, oh, this happened, oh, he sinned, oh, that, he said we have an abstract with eternal life. Hallelujah, that our Redeemer claimed everything for us. Let's appreciate him. Oh, hallelujah. To eternal life. That's why he's saying you possess everything that Adam and Eve lost. Oh, Eve lost it. Oh, he went, oh, God, Satan wants to take it. God says, Satan cannot. He took it back. But Jesus came and brought it back and gave it redemption claims. Abraham saw it. Abraham, he preached alongside people. And they loved the Bible and Allen or Robots and so forth. But he saw there was something else. The seals on the backside of the book. He was interested. And he made redemption claims. And when he was God, there was somebody that God could hand it down to reveal it to us. That's another thing. Amen. Do you love him? Abraham said, what of it, brother? The possession of that deed. Amen. That's the message of the hour. Do you love him? Let's rise to our feet. Our time is up. Amen. I love him. I love him. Oh, because he first loved me. Oh, and purchased salvation on Calvary Street. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we know the story of Naomi and Ruth and Boaz. It's not fiction. We know the story of you purchasing for us and redeeming us, redeeming all that Adam and Eve lost. It's not a fiction. We know these things are real, just as we are real. Father, we pray that you help us, as your prophet said, to step into our inheritance as we walk closer and closer and closer. May we see that. Then it means our bodies can be changed. It means we can change back to all that Adam and Eve had and lost. Full health, full redemption, full life, victory, no death. Lord, all these are the things that Adam and Eve had and lost. Full fellowship, the Word made flesh. All these things are our promises. Lord Jesus, help us, O God, that we will see what has been achieved for us in these last days. We thank you, Lord, and commit now the rest of the service, the song service. We pray for our precious brother, Andrew Marius, as he brings the word that you will anoint him and anoint us to hear him. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father. We commit now our brother, Gabriel, as he takes his song service into your hands.
a great time, a mighty time, that the atmosphere will be right for the word of God to come behind it, Father. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.